Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for your precious time. Advert alert. This is a gratuitous plug for an upcoming conference on the Gold Coast of Australia, May 29th to June 2nd. The College of Intensive Care Medicine of Australia and New Zealand. As Canadians, we emphasize both countries whenever there's a get-together of a large and a small country. And I'm delighted to be joined by George Salu. We may be joined by Anjali Martinez, who's done an extraordinary amount of work putting the conference together. We may be joined by Francesca Rivolotta, who is, along with George and I, the overseas guest for this conference. Enough chitter-chatter from me. George, introduce yourself and then segue into why people should spend their precious dollars and pesos to come to this conference.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for the invitation. I'm very happy to join you here and even happier to have the opportunity to be in Australia with you guys at CICM conference. I'm an intensivist based in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, so it's going to be a very, very long flight, but I'm looking forward to it, believe me or not. So I'll be joining you guys, and my topics that I intend to cover during my presentations are very various topics. So the main one will be working on data that we've been gathering for almost 15 years with large Brazilian data set and Brazilian registry, and telling you a little bit about how to turn this information into improved quality of care. The second one will be on delirium, which is a major challenge for ICU patients, especially now that we are experiencing accelerated demographic transition and more elderly patients and vulnerable patients in the ICUs. But bad news, pharmacology doesn't work so well. So we're going to talk a little bit about the non-pharmacologic interventions and potentially what we can do to prevent delirium in critical ill patients. We're going to wrap it with a discussion about the future and what it would look like if we could translate all the information and technology that we have to improve delivery of care in low-resource settings.
Yeah, perfect. And thank you for persisting there, because there is an important message on lower-resource centers. There will be work on Fiji. There will be highlighting some of the areas around Australia. Now, I know why I'm there, because basically they couldn't get Shelley Dev. But I'll be talking about education, the difference between education, training, learning, and I'll be talking about crisis management and teamwork with glorious people such as Vic Brazel and Chris Nixon. And heck, if anyone's wondering whether they should go to the Gold Coast, just talk to Chris Nixon. He loves the place and says there's no end of fantastic stuff to do. And then at the very end, George, you, me, Francesca, and all of the other presenters get to give our sort of Quo Vadis, our sort of 10 minutes on where do we go from here. So we'll see what people's presentations are like at the very end of this. George, are you going to provoke the audience, engage the audience? How are we going to take big data and its importance and sell it to the average intensivist?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I'm looking forward to this, because I believe that lots of people think this is either science fiction or a geek thing, and actually I'm quite convinced that there's a lot of practical things and lessons that we can take from data and technology to improve our daily life and care delivery for the patients. So hoping to get the message there.
There'll be a lovely mixture of your sort of big data and a lot of sort of from the trenches insights. And as I say, Vic Brazel, Chris Nixon, Francesca herself. Francesca is chair at McGill in Canada, and as I understand it, heads up IWIN, which is International Women in Intensive Care, so a very, very important topic to highlight as well. Leon, you won't be there, you poor fella.
I will not be there.
I just thought I would rub it in, and I...
Rub away.
Anything to add at this point? What it sounds like a good conference, eh?
It sounds like an absolutely brilliant conference.
I was going to say, I promised to bring you a souvenir. One of the things I'm most excited about, as I say, is the sort of Quo Vadis session at the end, the where are you going, where are we going as a specialty. So I think it should be nice and provocative. And given that people will be coming at this from so many different directions, should be a really comprehensive chance to wrestle the best sense of where we're going economically, where we're going educationally, where we're going research-wise, and how we translate all those clever ideas that people have to meaningful stuff for patients. So, if you're still debating, May 29th to June 2nd on the lovely Gold Coast of Australia, it'll be great. And sorry to rub it in, Leon.
And no, absolutely. What's not to love? I'm suitably jealous. I hope you guys have a fantastic time.